So this the Gemara asks, if you hold that Halach is Potter, then why in the world would you ever need a Gzeres HaKosuv to teach you that there is a Ptur from a Shvua on Karka? Every karka, every hodah on karka is a halach. All right, so we're not going to go back to why it's halach, but we're going to deal with what the Gemara's answer is. So the Gemara answers, no, it's necessary for the following case. For the case of hecha dechafar ba'bayrais sichin ume'arais. And the question is, what does that mean? It gives another answer, which, interestingly, I would have just answered that in an end of story. The answer is hecha detanu kelim vikarkos, where there was a taina of kelim and karkos, v'hoida bekelim v'kafar bekarkos. The cases where the taina was of kelim and karkos, and the hodah wasn't with what? Wasn't with karka, but with what? But with kalim. Okay? Obviously, he was talking about, according to Rashi, even by kalim, he had to talk about where the kalim's no longer around. If you remember Rashi, because kalim also, if it's pikadon, that would be halach too. But you could set up a scenario of halach with kalim, and that would be a scenario where you can set up a case where there's no halach by kalim if the kalim's not around. So therefore, if he was moideh by kalim, that wouldn't be a halach. And therefore, there's a custom to tell you, when he's moideh by kalim, the kafar by karkos, there is no shvua because it's karka. Fine. But what about the first teretz? First teretz was hecha dechafar ba'baris sichin ume'arais. So before we get to Rashi, because Rashi is definitely tzarachi and gadol, let's first deal with the two, high road approaches in the Gemara, that of the Rambam and that of the Raivin. So the Rambam says, what's the case? It says, V'chein. Right after he discusses the scenarios and where there is a ptur from Shvua by Karka, he then says, V'chein. What are the classic cases, he says? The classic cases is if a guy's moide to one piece of karka, from two pieces of karka, or moide to having one eved instead of two avadim, etc. There you're going to be putter from shvua. Then he goes, V'chein achoifer b'stei chaveroi. A guy goes into a sadeh of his friend, and he digs b'yre sichrum ares. They have seen that, he's mafsid it. V'areyu chayav l'shalim, and in principle he's chayav to be shalim for that. Bein shetanu shechafar v'hu amar lo yichafarti. Whether the taina of the taveya is that you dug and he says I didn't dig, or, this is the more important case for us right now, the taveya was toyein that he was chofer shnei chafiris, and the nitba tied it back, the mazik tied it back, no, lo chafarti ela achas, I only dug one ditch. Osha haya, alright, sham ein echad shechafar, in the case of kaifer akol, v'lomar lo chafarti, harei ze nishba heses alakol. Meaning, by karka, you take a shvuah hesay, so you don't take a shvuah min atayra. So, as the Magid Bishop points out, that's obviously how the Rambam understood the Gemara. This is a case where there's no halach. Why? So we're talking about paying back money. But, interestingly enough, the Rambam views that as a ptur of a ptur from shvuah based on the fact that the tashlumin is for karka. Tashlumin for Hezek of Karka has the ptur of Shvua
right? Shua, because it's karka. Kli atzuma. The Ravid on the spot sort of ignores what the Rambam is saying, and this always drives my Talmidim crazy. And the Ravid sort of like tries to tell us what the Rambam, you know, what the Rambam is saying is dafka in this case when it's not. So that's why everyone basically views it as a machlokes Rambam and Ravid. But the way he like, you know, the way he puts it is nirin dvarim shetavu, that the tviya was lemalais hachafirois ulahashvois hachatzeros. The Ravid says the Rambam must be talking about where the tviya isn't to pay. The tviya is to fill up the ditches, to fix the karka. And that's why it will be a tviya of karka and a kvira that mixes us on karka. But he says, avalim tavo l'shalem hareyu kishar tviyas mamon. If the tviya was to pay for the hezek, what are you talking about? That's not tviyas karka, that's tviyas mamon. The mamon to pay for the hezek. Ukamisha Amar. And then he goes on and he quotes a Mishnah in the Maseches Shavuos. It's like, and this also drives the early day and latter day Achronim crazy. Ukamisha Amar loy chavalta bishnayim. The Beferish Mishnah says, Taveya, that you, the Nitba, you, the Chayvel, where a chayvel mi shnayim, you poked out both, you see my eyeballs that you knocked out? You knocked out both of these eyeballs. And he says, no, lo chavalti lachas. I pulled out only one of your eyeballs. Maybe your wife pulled out the other eyeball, but I only pulled out one eyeball. I'm only chayev for one. So, what does the Mishnah there say? Obviously, that you take a shvua there of both of the mixas. So it's the same thing, right? And as everyone points out, what's the assumption of the Ravid? That chavala is chavalas Adam. Adam is hukshu lekarkos. So the same way, it's befeirish, yechayiv shvua there for tashmu mei chavala. So too, yechayiv shvua, according to the Ravid, for tashmu mei Adam. So we have here a wild machlokes going on between the Rambam and the Ravid. We'll deal with the chavala part second, because that's the subject of the Rav Chaim. Okay? But we'll first deal with the initial machlokes as to what is this case of, right, chayfe baris, shichre maris, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, is why the Ravid rejects the Rambam, and why the Rambam would reject the Ravid. Okay? And then we'll deal with what Rashi's saying and see if Rashi's like one of these two sheetas or he's his own sheet. Okay. So it's obvious that the Ravid's difficulty with the Rambam is, who cares if the Sibas Hadavar, or even the Mechayiv of the Wad of the Chi of Tashlumin is Hezek. That's not what the Tviya is. The Tviya is on the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Mama. You know, like they say, oh, Rambam hold the May Karka to Karka. Yeah, what does that mean? Like, that's just where the Chiyuv came from. It's not what the Chiyuv is, not what the Tviya is. On the other hand, why? What's the issue the Rambam has with the Ravid? So that could be obvious too. What kind of Tviya, as the Magid Mishnah asks, so the Magid Mishnah, what kind of Tviya is filling my holes? I mean, you could be Taveya that, but the bottom line is, the guy's not chayev to fill in your holes. The guy's chayev to pay for your holes. Okay? Alright? What? Okay. So, So what's the issue?
Part of your claim, each claim is really a separate claim, so you wouldn't necessarily, it's not like with money, you pay part of the money, but money partial payment or whatever. Each land is so unique in itself that you wouldn't consider that, you know, more than a mix up.
Okay, but even
we wouldn't consider more than a mix up. That's the whole point. That's why. We need to clear it's a custom that there's no
right, so that's what they're going to tell you. That car calls are different. No, this thing is chati in the car. Every piece of every core of car, every part of car is different. So that makes the claim a different.
Alright, I mean, again, the Gemara doesn't seem to be bothered by that. The Gemara says the only reason why it's not.
That's what the Gemara is about to tell you. Because we have other cases where we talk about. We said there's no car goes. Car is everything is so unique. You
but that's not what the Rambam is saying, though. The Rambam is saying the Xeris HaKasav is gufa for this case of mazik of karka. That's what the Rambam is saying.
Karka is defined even your claim.
What? You want to say that it makes it into a separate claim?
Yeah, like you really basically two claims. You did this and you did that. Yeah, yeah. So you see, it's agreed the part of it's like a compound sentence where you agree the part of the compound. That doesn't necessarily make a modal mix up.
Very interesting Kiddush. I haven't seen anyone said it, but as always, you'll find someone. All right, let's move on here. Okay.
But same thing.
Okay. So, I think the issue that has to be understood is as follows. Okay? It's obvious that the Rambam, okay, views, okay, that the Tashlume Karka, okay, is in lieu of what? In lieu of the damage. Because it's not just a trigger. The Mechayiv is not, and if you saw the Rav Chaim, he uses the Lashon, it's Chalife. The Mammon is Chalife Karka. In other words, there's basically a Mechayiv here that is saying and demanding that you go ahead and you rectify and you restore and you take care of this damage. But due to the fact that, you know, 90% of the time that can't be done in the physical sense, the Torah was mechayiv you to do what? To compensate, okay? But definitionally the chiyuv and the mechayiv are what? Are combined. So that this is defined as not just damim tashlumin. It's Dmei Karka. It's Tashlumei Karka. And therefore, it has this Gzeiris HaKasuv, it has this Gzeiris HaKasuv of, you know, Karka, the Ptur of Karka. Because it's the totality of this Chiyuv, okay, it's not just the Karka is history. The Mechayiv of the Karka is history in creating this Chiyuv. And we're going to develop this more as we deal with the Rambam Shita vis-a-vis Chavala and some other cases too. But obviously the Rambam is a bigger Chiddush than the Ravid. The question is, why wouldn't he go with the Ravid? Why would he say this, you know, this bigger Chiddush? He said, okay, but that's a Shita. But I think there's a problem with the Ravid, and we have to explain what the Ravid means. What does the Ravid mean? When the Ravid says, you could be Taveya the what? You could be Taveya the guy to fix it. Okay? You could be Taveya him to fix it. And if you Taveya him to, because according to the Ravid, it goes as follows. If you Taveya him to go ahead and what? Be Mashveh the Karka. Okay? I could really use that, the Chesh Mishnah guy now to find out.
how they learn, you know, halacha l'maisa. We're going to say big chidushim here. Okay, the Ravid, I think. See, what do we say in the Rambam? We say the Rambam is that basically because, you know, in ruba de ruba of the cases, and you see it in Shas, it's tashlumin for mazik. It's not, you know, it's not going to be fix it, right? Because you can't just fix it. It's not shayach to fix it. Okay, so according to the Rambam, it's gufa defined as a chiyuv tashlumin. It could very well be that what the Ravid is saying is as follows, that when this is something that it's shayach to fix, okay, when it's shayach to fix, basically the pshat is that the chiyuv hezek is to fix the karka. That is the chiyuv. The chiyuv hezek is the sakein esawat, the sakein esahezek, the sakein esahezek. It's not that, it's not that crazy, right?
And if you're not gonna guy's eye, and you're like, well, I could probably fix it, you know, like.
No, again, no. That's the point. No, that's the point. That's the point. The point is that when it's not shayach. Okay. No. Again, if it's shayach, so then what? No. Again, if it's shayach, then you could put it back to the way it was. Okay. And even if you can't do it, you could just go and hire someone. So you can't just pay him. You have to think if he guy wants, he can be to value to fix it.
You're saying the Ravid holds halacha l'maisa that you can obey the guy to fix it, and he can't
It sounds that way.
I think you're saying that he has to do it if he wants.
What?
You just said he has to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He can be to obey him,
and the guy has to do it,
or he can hire someone to do it as opposed to just giving him money. I can tell you, you take care of it. You take care of it. Okay? And then, and therefore, listen. This is the problem. The big problem with the Ravid is, what are you going to do with the whole rest of Shas? Right? You can't just say, okay, because I'm saying, fix my karka, even though the guy can pay, it's a tree of karka. That doesn't make any sense. That's what the Magen Mishnah asks. All right. On the other hand, I'm not prepared to say, right, that, you know, that the overall demand is to fix the carcass. What I'm saying is that if it's something that is defined, what exactly defines that? You define it as what? As fixable, okay? So then what? So then, okay, the pshat is that it gets gufa defined as restore, right? The chiyuv is, by the way, we're saying this in the Rambam too. The chiyuv is to restore the damage, to fix the damage. But we said in the Rambam, because it's not shayich, it gets defined as tashlume karka. All we were saying in the Ravid is that because that's the definition, that's the core tviya. And if it can be done, that's what you can be able to do. That to me is the simple pshat in the Ravid, and this is what the Ravid holds, okay? And that would then solve the problem, okay, of, you know, the Ravid is talking about. There's actually a tfiya to actually fix the karka, take the karka, so therefore that's a tfiya's karka. Okay, now, the other pshat I thought, although it's not as clean, but it's less mechudish to get the Ravid, is to say, no, the guy can always pay. The guy can always pay. But because the core concept of the tfiya is what? Is fix the karka, you know what I'm saying? Because the core concept of paying is to do what? Restore and fix the karka. If he formulates, yeah, that's what we're saying. If he formulates the tviya as what? As fix the karka, which is what the mechayiv is, so then the kfira becomes a what? A kfira's karka. You hear the var. In other words, there's two parts here. We said it in the Rambam too. There's the actual mechayiv, which is fix, restore the karka. The chiyiv is to pay. So that we're going to say now that both the Rambam and the Ravid agree to that. But the Ravid is mechadesh is, since the mechayiv is fix the karka, so therefore when he's toiveya, you hear what we're saying? When he's toiveya, karka, it's not just a stam, oh, tviyus karka doesn't mean anything. It means something. Because as we said, even in the Rambam, the karka and the fixing karka is gufa part of the tashlumei karka too. So therefore, depending on what he's being taiveya, that could define what the kvira is on. And that would then go ahead and make the machlokas not as what? Not as huge. That's why I said I needed our Choshen Mishpat guy, okay? But I don't see that this is such a crazy thing. You know, I what I'm saying in the Ravid. Because if something is easy to fix, you know, I can see that the Nizak can go ahead and say, listen, Jack, you know, you take care of it. It's not my headache, it's your headache. You damaged my thing. I don't think it's that crazy. Just might be wrong, but I don't think it's that crazy. All right, so that's that machlokas. The real problem is, what in the world is Rashi saying? And the truth is, you could say he's either saying what the Rambam, if you want to kvetch, you could say he's saying what the Rambam's saying, you could say he's saying what the Ravid's saying, but it sounds like he's saying something totally different. The only question is, what in the world does he mean? Listen to the Rashi. The Chafa Bayre Sichon Amaris. Now you have to remember, this Gemara of Chafa Bayre Sichon Amaris is coming off the previous statement of the Gemara. The previous statement of the Gemara is that Kfiras Karka is Halach. So what case are we talking about before we're talking about Chafa Bayre Sichon Amaris? We're talking about the Tzviya is, you have two pieces of Karka of mine, and he's saying, I only have one. I only have, you know, 50 yards, not 100 yards of yours, right? See, he's being Tevayat. The Tevayat is being Tevayat, two pieces of Karka, he's being Maya to one, and that's Halach. So then listen to the Rashi. He says, no, the Gemara says, no, what do we need to Kra? Hecha the Chava Barbara Sikh Namaris. So he says, Chava Barbara Sikh Namaris, Dilav Halachu Shaharei. Now why does that sound like neither the Rambam nor Rashi? I mean, Ravid. Says the love heilachu shaharei kilkala. You say, why is it not heilach? So if I was the Rambam and the Ravid, I would say it's not halach because we're talking about money, paying back money, or we're talking about, you know, filling up, you know, fixing the land. That's not halach. What's he saying? It's not halach. Sounds like he's saying it's not halach because what he's returning, he was mekalkel. And it seems like he's still talking about the case of two pieces of karka, where one piece that he's returning, he was what? He was mekalkel. And the returning of that is not halach, because he was mekalkel. Now, what in the world does that mean? That's the problem.
It's not what he owes. He's giving back halach. He owes $50. He's like, here's 25, but here it is.
But what?
But hey, this is like you're giving back not the item that you claim. But
what you are giving back is, this is the logical problem. What you are giving back is the karka you have, and the rest, as if you notice, is what the you guys didn't even see the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says the Magid Mishnah, right? So that's what the Magid Mishnah says. So then at the end of the day, okay, the rest of what you're paying for is what? Is mammon. And if you don't agree with the if you don't agree with the Rambam that demei karka is karka, then ultimately the tefiyah is one of mammon. So then what you're saying is ultimately he agrees with the Rambam and there's no machokes. Yeah, the problem is what are you being taveya? What is the taveya being taveya? Is he being taveya the karka? And on the karka, that's hela. If he's being taveya the mammon, so unless he's saying that he's being with the Rambam, so then there's nothing to talk about here. That's the problem.
Well, it's a problem. Maybe he disagrees with the Rambam.
Yeah, but then it's a silly. Again, I could say that too. Okay, but this is a silly way to set up the case. Unless you're just saying, oust the flow of the Gemara, you know, he doesn't want to switch the case. Okay? Again, that. No, the simple thing to do is to say what Rabbeinu Glanz is saying. You know, that ultimately he's saying the same thing as the Rambam. Right? And it's just a different way of setting up the case, but at the end of the day, it's the same thing as the Rambam. But it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like he's referring to the what? To the. I had the following. Someone want to say something? I think it might be as follows. See, he was mekalkel the karka, but obviously he was mekalkel the karka. It's not like you'd be mekalkel an item, and we're now you no longer have the item, and you do what? And you have to be what? You have to be mashlim it, and mishaling for it, and pay for it. I mean, you have to be. It's talking about an item that you have to give back, but the bottom line is to satisfy your chiyuv. You have to what? To satisfy your chiyuv, you have to give him back the full karka. So it could be that ultimately the guy might have to pay money. But that's not what he's being taiveya. He's being taiveya, I want my karka, you hear this? I want my karka back. He's not giving him back his karka, which is demanding what? That there's more to fulfill this what? To fulfill this chiyuv. So therefore, when he's modded to the whole karka, he is not going in and paying him back the karka. He's just paying him back what? Part of it. That's not halach. Halach is, I paid it. And the hodah is not a hodah. Once he's mekalkel, he hit a vert. Once he's mekalkel, he has not given him back the karka. As is. As was. Again. The teveya, two pieces of karka. I'm molded to one piece of karka. That piece of karka was damaged. I'm molded to the original good piece of karka. So I'm okay, here it is. I didn't give him back his good piece of karka. I owe him a good piece of karka. So therefore what I'm saying is the Rashi rejects both who? He rejects both Rashi, both the Rambam and the Ravid. He rejects the Ravid on the Rambam's grounds. He rejects Rashi, the Rambam, sorry, he rejects the Ravid on the Rambam's grounds, and he rejects the Rambam on the Ravid's grounds. So therefore he has to set up the case pure karka, a tviya on karka, and he's mechuyev to return him a full piece of karka. Ultimately, in the end, the only thing he's going to be able to do is pay him money. But that's not what the tviya and the what and the hodah was on. The tviya and the hodah was on a full piece of karka that he did not ultimately return. So therefore, it's not halach.
And he returned part of the karka.
I understand. But in terms of... The issue is, what's the pshat in halach? The pshat in halach is, it undermines the what? The hodah. It's basically saying, there's no hodah here, because you basically paid it up. What?
Right, but you paid up half here, you paid up half of it.
Great. So what if you paid up half of it?
That's it.
Yeah, no, but no, but the point is, once there's Hodai, who cares if it's Halach? That's what I'm saying. There's, he gave back something. So what? That doesn't negate the fact that there's a Hodai here. That's the pshat. You're moda to a full piece of kaka. You didn't give that back. So the Hodah is intact. And therefore, that's why it's not Halach. And that's pshat, sharei kilkala karka. I think it's beautiful. We got to keep moving. Now we go into. By the way, this is really hard stuff. My guys in my shir are having the hardest time in the world the past couple of weeks. Their brains are getting fried close to Purim, or these sugyas are much harder than I think. Okay, anyway, the last one for sure. Kriya Shiva Karkos. They were like. Ooh, toaster room. Okay, anyway, yeah. But they're really very, very bright guys. They're very stark. Okay. We move on. So now we come to the Rav Chaim. Now, the Rav Chaim, I have to say, this Rav Chaim. Although the beauty of the Reb Chaim is it's definitely you hear the MS of the idea, but it's one of the Reb Chaims, okay, that you're left scratching your head, like why didn't he just give the simple answer of the Magid Mishnah? Okay, so there must be something going on that he doesn't spell it out, but What's the issue? The issue is like this. The Ravid's taina on the Rambam is, listen, Chavalah, Demei Chavalah is the same thing as Demei Karka. Tashlumei Chavalah is the same thing as Tashlumei Karka. Once we know that Tashlumei Chavalah is one is Mechliv take a Shvua, might have a mix as Minatayra for Tashlumei Chavalah. So that's the proof for me. The Ravid says that Tashlumei Karka is not Kikarka, it's Kimataltalin, right? It's come on. Not Kikarka. Problem is, the Magid Mishnah says, what's bothering the Ravid? I mean, come on. There's a major machlokes Rishonim as to whether or not Eved Hukshula Kos or Adam Hukshula Kos. The Xeris Akosov. Right, the Gemara, you go to the Gemara in Kiddushin, right? The Gemara in Kiddushin basically says, right, Minalan, right? The Siv is Nachalte my son of Nechem Acharecha, right? Rosh Achuza, Hekishin Akosel is Tei Achuza. Mafte Achuza because of Mishnah V'Chazaka. Af Eved Knani, nickname because of Mishnah V'Chazaka. And Rashi and Tosfos there, the Chalik is Adam also Hukshuluk Akos, and it's not a far-fetched svara. In fact, I think Rov Rishonim actually hold that Adam is not Hukshul Karkos, because even that's the Pashut svara. The Pashut svara is that it's a property hekesh, and a person isn't property. A person is Adam. He's a human, right? And Eved is chattel. It's property. Okay, but for whatever reason, the Rav Chaim doesn't even doesn't even bring up the Magid Mishnah's answer. He gives other answers that he rejects. He doesn't even right. He's not even gyres the Magid Mishnah. He quotes a Ran. He quotes he says like this. You could answer, okay, and then he subsequently rejects the answer. You could answer like the Ran, because the Ran in Shavuos actually says that the Shavuos might have mikzas on Chavala is only Midrabbanan. Right? That's the Rav Chaim's Lashon. Rav Chaim's Lashon is, okay, we make parakosu on the farshim, the fima shakosu varam b'shvuas aladaf, right? The Chavalta be aladaf, dewa, the Chavalta b'shnayim, the lav dahavi moide b'mixas mamish, and the kain moide b'mixas. And therefore, right, v'zeh shayach avil b'karkos, and therefore the Rambam doesn't hold that min haTorah they're actually the shvua. For what? For,
which makes perfect sense.
What?
Which makes perfect sense. the whole Svara where we spent three dafu to whatever, it was always about, you know, another may
have okay. Okay.
So it makes sense that that shouldn't apply. That, apply
right. Again. But that, but if Rav Chaim ended with that, there'd be no great Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim then subsequently shows that it's not true. Because the Rambam, the Feirish, says, and he goes to the case of as follows. There's a Rambam in Perek Beis. I'm not going to have time to do the first part. The first part he gets into Shvuas HaPikadon, but the same, you know, if by the time I finish explaining to you the case of Shvuas HaPikadon and the Kasha from the Ketzais and Shvuas HaPikadon, we'll be out of time. So we're just going to deal with the second problem, which the same answer. Yeah, that's true. The truth is, he usually gives us an extra minute. So the problem is the Rambam in Hilchos Nara Besula says as follows: Amra Lai. A girl says to the man, to Leroy, Anasti I see. You were ma'anes me. V'hu omer loy. This is mamish Kobe. Lo ki ella pitisi. No, I was only mefate you. Right? It's consensual. Okay. Hareza nishba. Shvuas hatayra. Remat, you're gonna be less tired when you start working. I can tell you that from the summer. Okay, Ella Pitisi, right? Hareze Nishba Shvua Satira. Hareze Nishba Shvua Satira. Al, on what? Al Dme Hatsar Umishalim Boshes Upagam. And clearly, Pagam, as you all know, what's Pagam? Pagam is Nezek, Chavala. So he says, Rav Chaim says, "Barei gam tashlumin elu hein mi din chavalos." He learns in all of this with din chavalos. Oh, for sure, pagam. Umikom makom pasak Rambam, dinishbayin aleihem shvuas hatayra v'kasha dahavin demei karka deinishbayin aleihem ledas Rambam. So what's going on? So the Rambam. Hey, if you wanted to say that he's like the Ran, you know, so at least Rambam can give us a little leeway and say Harei the Nishba, and then we could say, you know, okay, you forgot to say Heses, but he says Nishba Shvua Satira. So you're stuck. So what's going on? And he's not willing to give us the Magid Mishnah's answer. So what does he say? So here's what I'm saying: like what he's going to say is so beautiful and MS. So it could be that just, you know, maybe Magamish is a terrorist as a terrorist, but this would be a good terrorist too. Okay? So look what he says. He says, gives you a big tyra in the nature of Chavala, Nezek of Karka versus Nezek of Adam. Nezek of Mamoin and Nezek Adam. He says like this. He says, fundamentally, there's a difference between, and this is where it comes into what we were saying before, fundamentally there's a difference between the nezek, okay, the tashlumei nezek of Adam and tashlumei nezek of Karka. Oh, it's interesting. I felt the exact same thing, and it fits beautifully into what the Rav Chaim is going to say. He doesn't say it. It's almost like He views that as drushim. I think as drush, because you can say ayin tachas ayin means you're taking the play, you know, you're fixing. Okay, I agree with you. I'm going to tell you what I think Seth is saying, but I'm going to first tell you what Rav Chaim says. Okay, what his proof is for what Seth is saying. He says, okay, so you're paying nezek and bal. So luchayr, it's the same thing. You tashlumei karka, tashlumei adam. Adam is karka. What's the chiluk? He says, the fact that you see the Gzeres HaKasuv of Chavalah includes also what? Boishes Upgam. So you see from there that the Mechayiv by Boishes Upgam is just a what? I'm just way I'm understanding the Rav Chaim. You could go ahead and read it and understand it differently if you'd like. Okay, the mechayiv of Boishes to Pagam is just what the Torah is telling you. Listen, the Maisa that is producing this Boishes and this Pagam and whatever it is generates a chiyuv tashlum. But where does the whole chiyuv lashon Rambam is? Where is the haschalas hachiv? Be'etzem, where is the beginnings of this chiv? In the tashlumen. Because there's no natural connection between the payment, the chiv tashlumen, the payment, and the and the act of chavala. He says, when, we're going to go back to our vart that we said before in the Raivin. When you're talking about nezek of property, so then the principal idea, we said, is to do what? Is to replace and take care and fix the what? Fix the karka. It's just that that cannot be translated into the chiyuv, ultimately gets translated into pay in lieu. Right? Remember that word? Your part of the use?
L-I-E-U.
In lieu of the what? In lieu of the chiyuv to replace, fix, take care of the karka. Listen to the lashon of Rav Chaim. By niske mamon ikir chiyuvo hu amamon atzmo shef sidu umachmas chiyuv zeh mischayiv ba'atashlumen. Listen to this. Shehem chalife mamono shehifsid. It's chalife. It's in lieu of what? The mamon shehifsid. So therefore it gets defined as the meikarka. Dim lo haya mischayiv be'ikar ha-mamon shehifsid lo ha-vechayla le-gam chiyiv tashlumen. Ma shehem came be'chavolois Haschalas chiyuvo, who behatashlum. Listen to this. Haschalas chiyuvo who behatashlum and atzman. The haschalas chiyuvo is in the tashlum in itself. The chayav tohara machmas. This is his fellow split. The guys in the shir were going crazy. Machmas shibuya nezek migzeres hakos of the chavolos. He says, don't get fooled. Even though the payment is gauged by the what? This is a subtle split. Even though the payment is gauged by the damage done to the person, in the sense that we're gonna gauge it the same way, right? How do you gauge the payment, say, of an Evan, whose property? How much it was worth before, how much it's worth after. So too, that's how you're going to gauge the pgam and nezek. Also, so it looks the same, smells the same, but it ain't the same. And his raya is from Boshe Zubgam. Because what is there, Boshe Zubgam? Okay. What? Yeah. It's obviously not tachlife Boshe's utzar. Okay. And then he goes, and I'll bring even a bigger raya. Maybe you want to say there is something like that, like, you know, abstract. What about Sheves? The leka gamkeid mamona nanivsan. In Sheves is not even mamona nivsan. Daha habirak menias harevach v'grama b'yalma. Okay? So therefore, v'rak d'bechavalos havigzeh takosav l'chayiv al shivya. On what that the Torah views as its, you know, worth, but not in place of, in lieu of. So it's a chiyuv tashlumin gauged by the damage, not in lieu of the damage. And therefore, it's not going to be touched up as the mei karka, but rather as mamon. Okay? And that's what he says. Asher kein, le'inyin adin, the mei karka, that's a problem, the dinak a karka, the enish banalein. chaluk to make karka midin chavalos. The bekarka the chiyuva bo machmas etzem hamamon shev sidu al kant ashlum and shei chalife etzem a karka. She's a gamkein dinam ke karka veyish bina land. Okay, but not like chavala. Okay, so it's fascinating, and that's what I think Seth was saying.
Now I understand. I know why you didn't say it now.
Okay,
I ain't talking. I feel it does sound like in lieu. So talking wouldn't be so.
No, but I didn't understand what you were saying. I thought you were saying like this. Ayin tachas ayin is like the mefarsha chumish that say ayin tachas ayin. It's not a compensation. You're not taking out my eye. You're taking out my eye as an onesh. So he's obviously learning like you, Rav Chaim, not like me. Okay, that's why he isn't bringing his Araya. But I would say ayin tachas would fit in nicely with Rav Chaim going to a farsha chumash. Really, it's why. It's, you know, punitive. And they define it as a chiv to what? To pay. Ayin tachas ayin. We want to poke out. We want to get you back. Mida keneged mida.
It's like so,
okay? The truth is...
It's not because we defined it by the ayin of the nizah.
The truth of the matter is, Rav Meshita is Chavala is Knas. That's the bigger problem. Why didn't you bring up that? Rav Meshita is the Tashume Chavala is Knas. You should have brought that up. That would be the biggest riot.